Okay, we're in Simon Reish Mem Ches, Sif Dalid, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed, talking about a person going on a caravan. So he should really leave on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and not on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if a person is going to Eretz Yisrael, if there's a caravan going even on Erev Shabbos, since it's for a mitzvah, he can go. But he tells them to stop on Shabbos, and if they don't, he can go with them. And that's where we're on Sifkat and Lamed. Yochel Loleches. Im Misyore Lihis Akev Bamidbar, he can go with them on Shabbos if they're going anyway. If he's afraid to stay there by himself in the desert, Shema Yif Keshubo Chayas Ros, maybe wild animals will kill him. Or Yifko Listim, or robbers will get to him. That what's going to happen, and they're going ve yigzalu mimenu behemdu. They're going to steal his animal. Veyuchal leches baraglav. He won't be able to walk in the desert. Veyistakin. He'll be in danger. Omamono. Or they'll take his money. Veyuchal hachas eshapim. But he won't be able to sustain himself in the desert. Oh, sheichu mimenu malbushav bismana kor. They're going to take his clothing when it's very cold. Kulam hu bichlal safek pihuach nefesh. They're all a question of doubtful danger to life. Umutol lechimam. Therefore, he may go with them. Sifkat and lamed aleph. He can even go chutz l'tchum. He can even go out of the tchum more than a kilometer because it's all pihuach nefesh. Fuat din afilu chutz l'shnei masar mil. And that's a law even more than 12 kilometers, which would make it biblically usur. Rabbinically is less, but biblically is more. Not me sure, it's still allowed because your life could be in danger. You can go until he's at a place where there's no doubtful danger to his life. If you part Mehem and then he could separate from the caravan, if you put some stay there, and then then he can go 1,000-2,000 amas to every direction. Sifkat Lamed Beis. And then if he goes into a city, yeah, we did all the Shulchan, right?
Yeah.
And then if they go into a city, if the caravan goes into a city on Shabbos, he can go into the entire city. Since it was beyond his control, remember they said he had to go with the caravan on Shabbos. So now bikuach nefesh, he had to go out of the tchum with the caravan because there was danger to his life. And in the beginning, Birshus Navik, he went with permission because he went 3 days before, let's say. He's not concerned like anybody else who's gone out of the tchum, that the law for that person is Dein Lelab Ramas. He can't go more than 4 amas, so he can go more. The Magen Ram writes, this is only when he's going for a complete mitzvah on this caravan trip. But not if he went on business. Because then even the opinion of the Ramah at the end of the Sif, Shigam said that is called Mikra Tzarech Mitzvah. That's also called Tzarech Mitzvah, according to the Ramah. And you can go 3 days before Shabbos for Parnassa, because Parnassa is also a mitzvah. But for him to be able to walk the entire city if he's forced to go, and that which the Mechaber writes, fulfill, etc. Yeshua al Pamchor, he has up 2,000 amas in every way. And this will say, you can't rely on that to consider going on business as such a Dvar Mitzvah. Kim and Charbi post Chukha says, since many rabbis disagree with that last opinion. Sifkat Lamed Gimel, yes.
Yep.
Okay, 1 second. Okay.
Going to the city.
So even if they left him outside the city and he wants to enter it, he's allowed to because it was for a mitzvah that he went. What if he went within those 3 days for an optional thing? Even though now he's allowed to go with them outside the tchum because they're going to abandon him because his life's in danger, still and all, Kaven Sha'avar Mitchila, since he transgressed in the beginning. Because when he went with them, he went against the words of the Chacham al Das Chacham. If Mashiach to talk Shoshim, he went within 3 days. For a Shus, within 3 days, you have no permission. Like anybody else who went out of the Tchum, you only get farmers once you're in the city. What he went before 3 days, a filled version is even for an optional thing. He's entitled to go earlier than 3 days. Now that he has to go out of the chum because the caravan won't wait for him, because of doubt, the danger of life, he has 2,000 amas to go in any direction he wants. Old Kasav, the Magavram also writes, Im Halach, if the caravan goes, Toch Shloshi Yomim, if he went on a caravan within 3 days before Shabbos, Nei Shesover, Shemuta Leilech, Toch Shloshi Yomim, because he made a mistake in Halacha. He thought you're allowed to go within 3 days. He didn't learn all this Shulchan Aruch like we're learning. So I don't know who's going to ask these Shilas to. Hayalei Shogi, it's called unintentional. He has 2,000 amas in direction. If he had to go with the caravan, that's what Achronim write. Okay, now the Ramah says, he brings the Yesh Omrim that of going for business and seeing a friend. We did this, right?
No,
we didn't. So let's do the Ramah inside. Hagah says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim. There are those who say, Kol makom sharam hoylech l'schora oloros pnei chaver. If a person is going on business or to see his friend, chashva kol dvar mitzvah. That's called dvar mitzvah. Ve'ino chashva dvar shus rak kishoch l'dayel. The only time it's considered optional is when you're going on a vacation for the fun of it. In other words, if there's a purpose, you haven't seen somebody in many years. It brings friendship. It brings friendship. After recha kamocha. But stop, you want to go on a cruise. Right? Okay, no go. Therefore, the custom is, Biktsas Makomas in some place, Lahakel, to be lenient, be Indian, Haflogas, Finas, Valicha, Shara, Tokshal, Shyomim. Therefore, there are those who are lenient to go in a caravan within 3 days. Kichoshim, Hakol, Udvar Mitzvah. They think everything's a Dvar Mitzvah. Vein Lim, Chais, Biyarim, don't protest, Holy Yisrael, Nishis, will have on whom to rely on. Okay, not everything, but a lot of things. Says the Mishib Debra Lamada Lishkar for business. Afi Yeshlo Mazos, even though he has food in his house, Folk Lishkar Lavar, he wants to make more money. He's not a poor man. He wants to go now to China, whatever. Okay. Veligvos Mos, or let's say, to collect money, Me'eni Yehudi, Shuhu Choyla. A non Jew owes him money. He's sick. He wants to collect before the non Jew dies. Right, kol od she'ena goses, as long as he's not, the non-Jew is not on his deathbed, ena lo mikra pseid, it's not called a loss, vaday, a certain loss, if you want to go on a boat within 3 days to collect money from a non-Jew who's sick,
yes,
as long as he's not on his deathbed, that's not called a certain loss, and then I guess you couldn't go.
You can't go.
That's coined among an Avram. He's lenient. The Logar Melchus is not any worse than going on business. It's not going on business. You're not losing any money if you don't go on business. You're just not making. We allow you to go there. Therefore, you can go on the boat within 3 days to collect your money. And look later on in other places the Mishnah talks about it. Lamed hey, v'halicha shayora, and going on a caravan that's going on. So it's allowed. V'das ma'gavram ma'gavram says b'shem kam posim and many posim the v'halicha shayora, going on a caravan where you know for sure you'll be mechal Shabbos ein l'hakel, not to be lenient in that situation for business. But we don't protest against this. But in a place where there is no custom of the lenient to leave close to Shabbos for these things, it's not worthwhile initially to be lenient. Some many poskim hold it has to be a complete mitzvah, and this is not considered a complete mitzvah.
So we're not lenient, but we do not protest.
Yeah. Okay, there's Piskei Tshuva over here. Man, I got rid of all my pens. Okay. Okay. He's going back on Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Chaf Vav. We're on the part where if you're going and you know you're going to be Mechal Shabbos with the caravan, right?
Within 3 days.
And you're not going to be able to stop them, right? You can't go within the 3 days, but you can go before the 3 days. You're allowed to go. On that part, he says, we have to emphasize and make a point in this halacha. Based on the Rishonim, the rabbis did not allow you to go only on a caravan or on a boat in these situations, because that's the way they go from place to place, and there's no other way to go. In other words, if you want to get, in those days, you want to get to Israel, you had to take a boat. That's it. There's not another option here. Okay, and therefore they allowed you the first 3 days of the week, even for an optional thing, to go, even though you know there's going to be Chol Shabbos later. And the 3 days before, with this Parnas, another mitzvah, we all said you could do that, because it's not possible in another way to get where you got to go. And the Torah has to be reasonable, and this is the situation is beyond your control. Person has to make parnassus. We learn from the guy. The parnassus is across the ocean, not to make parnassus. But there's no other way to get to the parnassus. But in other situations, a person should do everything he can not to have to put himself in that situation. We'll have to be mechal Shabbos on Yom Tov, even though you're leaving before 3 days where you have permission to go. We only allow this because we never really allowed it. It's not like, wow, it's initially you should do this. It's like we don't have a choice kind of thing. They have a privilege to do what is in his power, to live in a place that he doesn't have to go to Chilul Shabbos. You shouldn't live in a place. We always got to travel on a boat and go on a caravan, live in a Jewish community. And also you shouldn't put yourself, take the kind of job in Parnassa that it's going to require you to be Mechal Shabbos and Yontav because of things beyond your control that you're forced to do. Except for areas of Pikuach Nefesh, and saving your life. Let's say your life is in danger. You're dying, and you have to go to a doctor who's in another country. Okay. Or other people who save people. Then, l'chachila, you can be engaged in that. Let's say you're a doctor. Okay. To save lives. Okay. So, if you already are a doctor, so therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So you shouldn't be on Hatzalah. Of course you should be on Hatzalah. That's an important thing to do. So that is permitted. Okay. We're now ready to start. Siman Reish Mem Tes. And we'll just start the few lines here. Okay. Ein Siman Sifaf. Ein Hoyochim Be'er Shabbos Yeser Misholosh Parsos. You're not allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos now. You can't travel more than three parses. Kidei lahagia labeso, to get to his house. Be'od hayom godol, while it's still lots of daylight. Therefore, and yucha lahachin tzarchas yerush Shabbos. So get yourself ready for Shabbos. Bein shoch labeso achev, bein shoch labeso. Doesn't matter if you're going to someone else's house or going to your house. In other words, if you're going on Erev Shabbos anywhere, you don't go on a trip on Friday that's more than three parsos.
Which is what?
And we'll,
3 miles.
Parsos is a mile?
Well, a pars.
Yeah.
A pars, one pars is 4 mil. That's 4 kilometers.
All right. So he says 3 miles.
I think it's a little more than that. Vahani Mili, and when do we say this? That you can't go three parsos? Keshahu b'yishuv, when you're in an inhabited area. Where he could stay and prepare Shabbos where you're at. I mean, in the place he's at, He's not able to prepare the needs for Shabbos. He's not in a secure place. You go many parcels. And you send word that you're going to be there on Shabbos. You can always go there if you sent word for that. All right, we'll have to go this over tomorrow.